Welcome to Legacy Living Today. I'm Dawn Baggett. Today's episode of the podcast is especially for any and all adoptive mothers looking for support, advice, and tips gathered and gleaned from experienced moms, including myself. Today we're discussing the foundational responsibilities of parenting: protection, provision, and guidance. Plus, particularly if you are a Christian, it is crucial to pray for each of your children and your family persistently. Protection is about keeping your children safe from physical or psychological harm. It can involve a variety of issues that can come up, such as shielding them from dangers like drugs and alcohol, protecting their innocence in terms of exposure to inappropriate topics or activities, providing physical boundaries around the home, enforcing rules that keep your kids away from potentially dangerous situations, setting limits on screen time, for instance, and internet usage, and more. If all this sounds overwhelming, I totally get it. And I'll remind you of the old saying, don't borrow trouble. This is a biblical principle found in Jesus' famous Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, which says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Provision is the responsibility of meeting your child's basic needs, such as food, clothing, shelter, education, and medical care. As an adoptive parent, it is especially important that you're able to meet these needs, as they may have had difficulty accessing them in the past. Being able to provide a stable home environment with consistent routines can help foster feelings of security and belonging for your adopted child. However, this can be a long process and not automatic. You may know you'll be a stable and consistent provider, but the pre-programming of instability and lack that may be a part of your child's history can take longer to overwrite and may not be completely overridden with stability for years. Guidance is about teaching your children how to become independent adults who make wise decisions. It involves things like setting expectations for behavior so that kids understand what's expected of them at home and in society at large. It requires modeling appropriate behavior yourself, being mindful of how you speak to them, disciplining with caring respect. Guidance is basically showing the way forward in the desired direction, helping them stay on the best path. Now, what guidance is not? Parental guidance is certainly important in helping children develop into well-rounded adults, but guidance is not a guarantee that they will make the right choices. Everyone has their own unique life experiences and beliefs, and even with the best of intentions, parents cannot control or dictate every decision their adopted child may make. Ultimately, as they grow and age into their teens and young adults, your children must be free to explore their own paths and learn from their mistakes so that they can form their own opinions and values. When it comes to praying for our children in order to make persistent and continual prayer a fixture in your life, it's necessary to have a firm commitment and to be intentional about making prayer a daily habit and practice. Taking on the roles of protector, provider, and guide can seem overwhelming at times. If you don't have a consistent pattern of prayer, it's a good time to start making that a daily practice. Remember that every day presents new challenges, so don't hesitate to reach out for help if needed. Thanks for listening, and join me next week on Legacy Living Today. February's Clarity Workshop is scheduled for Thursday, February 16th at 11:30 Central Time. This free online workshop will address second moms with secondary trauma. As a mom who's been there and trauma-informed coach, this is a topic that I recognize is real and raw in so many lives of adoptive moms and stepmoms. You can register for the workshop at dawnbaggett.com/events.